I just like, I want to be proactive about my skincare. This is something that matters to me and I really want to do it well.
Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. You can find out more about the podcast at cultivatingthelovely.com, in our Yellow Brick Road membership community at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, and in our Facebook group. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram, where you can find me at Mackenzie Coppa. That's MackenzieKoppa. Ladies, this is one of those good old episodes where you get to hear me and my bestie, Rebecca Sacron, sitting down and chatting about things that we love. However, this isn't just any old favorites episode. It was actually supposed to be, and then we realized we really needed to split it up between two different episodes because I completely went down the rabbit hole of skincare and beauty in this episode to the point where we're like, okay, this is all we're going to end up covering and talking about. But it was so much fun. I've been doing so much research in this area lately. It's been something that I have loved all my life, makeup and skincare, but also more so on the skincare lately. Now that I've turned 35, really thinking about what's it going to take to keep me looking young and feeling good about the way that I look. So this episode covers a lot of in-depth stuff that can feel a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry if it feels overwhelming right now. I'm going to have more stuff coming out in this topic over the coming months and especially into fall. Remember I talked about last week, we're doing a little bit of a rebrand, some fun things coming up. So those are some things that you can be expecting. Don't get overwhelmed. Just know I'm here for you. I'm going to hold your hand and help you every step of the way, and it's going to be really good, and we're all going to be looking fabulous. It's going to be great. Okay, so basically that's what we're doing on this episode. And if you want more of that behind the scenes content of what's going to be coming up in the fall with our rebrand, you're going to want to get in Patreon because that's the number one place to find me and chat with me and get the real goods. So go to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. And then the other place that you can find me really easily and be able to chat on a day-to-day basis, which I absolutely love, is on Instagram. So come find me at Mackenzie Coppa on Instagram. Let's chat, respond to my stories, get involved. I love hearing from you guys. It's so much fun. And if you shout out about the show on your own stories or in your feed, I would love to reshare whatever it is you put out there. So be sure to tag me at Mackenzie Coppa. All right, brace yourselves and get ready for this episode all about beauty and skincare with me and Rebecca. Rebecca.
Hi.
Cool, that sounded bad. You guys, I have laryngitis. I've been fighting it. Actually, we've had quite the time to try to connect for this episode. I mean, and that happens regularly to us, which I think is a testament to why our relationship is built on Marco Polo, because we don't have to speak in real time to each other.
That's true. Yes.
And whenever we try to schedule something in real time, it's nearly impossible, like even to begin with. And then it gets so much worse when like we were going to do it on Tuesday. Rebecca got sick. And then we were going to do it yesterday. I had lost my voice. So last night I caved, and because I have like voiceover jobs I need to do and auditions. And I actually went and got a prescription for a steroid. And it's the craziest thing because I also threw out my neck this week because my bed of a month collapsed. Like, so ridiculous.
It's just so crazy.
It's so ridiculous. Nothing is happening in that bed. It's just me sleeping in it, and it, like, the supports just completely fell apart. So a friend of mine, her husband's gonna come over with her and help me like get it fixed this weekend.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that. Good.
Because I've had the mattress on the floor, which is so lovely and really makes me feel posh. but so I started taking these steroids last night, and they were like, you're beware, like starting them at night, you probably won't be able to sleep. I was like, that would be terrible, but I am exhausted. And sure enough, I slept no problem because I think I'm just so exhausted. However, I did remember the last time that I took any kind of steroid was for my sinuses. And it was like almost 20 years ago. I was in college and I remember I was coming back to college after Christmas break and my parents were driving me over there. So my dad was driving my car and I was driving my mom's car and she was in the car with me. And I remember having to stop like every 5 minutes through rural Montana to pee. There's something about prednisone that makes me have to pee all the time. And we had walkie-talkies back then. So we would walkie-talkie my dad and be like, we've got to stop again. So we would stop at like these taverns in these like minuscule little towns in Montana the whole way. And he was getting so annoyed with me. And I was like, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. And so while I did sleep last night, I did have to get up and pee like every hour. But at least
that
I
was so odd.
I know. Yeah. So bizarre. But I also realized that I can smell for the first time in probably a month. And so all these things I hadn't realized. I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, why didn't somebody tell me like the smell of me making dinner was just trapped in the upstairs of our house? Just don't even say anything. I had to like air out the house this morning. And then I was going around going like, what is that? What is that weird smell in the house? And then it was in the car too. And I realized I started wearing a different sunscreen on my face. And I think I'm smelling the sunscreen that's on my face. And I just didn't know that that's what it was because I haven't been able to smell like putting it on.
You've been stopped up for so long.
Yeah. And then I got in my recording booth and it totally smells like the foam. So it's probably off gassing. I had no idea. So a whole new world opens to you when you can smell. So, and then it also helped the swelling in my neck from throwing my neck out. So.
Oh, good.
All the things.
So you're good as new now.
Just about getting there anyway. Still don't have the voice back completely, obviously, but it's getting there. And it was so funny too, because I had to go to a minor emergency to get it. And I swear the doctor thought I was a seeker. I'm like, do you have a lot of people who seek out prednisone?
Like, yeah.
Is this a
what
thing?
In the world?
Like, I'm not even asking for any sort of painkiller whatsoever. I can't even take codeine. Like, I just want my voice back. So, yeah. So,
well, and he couldn't see that you were obviously very sick. I mean,
yeah, like he could tell like I didn't have a voice. I mean, it was really bad last night. But he just kept kind of giving me this questioning look. And he's like, so when was the last time you took prednisone? It's like,
odd.
Like 20 years ago. And then I said, so I did throw my neck out, totally unrelated thing that I'm not here for, but you know, just like by happenstance, will that help my neck? And that really gave me some questioning eyes. Like, is that what you're really here for? Can you hear me? I can't talk. I need my voice. This is a professional hazard. So finally, I got it. So yeah. Anyway, we have a very, very special episode for all of you today. Actually, I'm kind of ridiculously excited about this episode because we're going to do our favorite. I know it's ridiculous, but I feel like I put more research into this episode.
Yeah, you're prepared.
Wow. Especially compared to like our What Ingrid and Fiona Like episodes. If you didn't know, we put out What Ingrid and Fiona Like episodes where Rebecca is Fiona and I am Ingrid. And you'd have to go way back in the archives to get like why that's our nicknames. But we have a show in the Patreon account. So you can go to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. Everyone, $5 and up has access to those podcasts. Right now, they're like one or two a month. But they're a lot of fun, and we kind of do this in a little bit shorter format. But this episode, we haven't done anything in a little while like this, like our favorites kind of thing. And so I felt like things have probably changed a little bit. We're coming, you know, finishing spring, going into summer. We've got a lot of different viewing and reading and skincare that I'm very excited about. So I've been doing like we might spend the entire episode on skincare and beauty and then do a second episode on the rest of everything. But yeah.
Yes, because you are ready to record about skincare. Yes.
Oh, am I? And I think I'm going to say some things that might shock a few people. So Yeah, I think you know. I think, and if you hear that weird sound, I'm sitting on an exercise ball, and it rubs against the walls of my studio. So sorry about that. That's what is happening there. Okay, but because I feel like I could just like talk this whole episode, and you're just like my laugh track.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I don't want to talk the whole time. I want you to talk too. So, would you like to begin with what?
Sure. I don't have near as much.
I know
to say, but I do have some good things. Okay, my favorite thing right now, and it's a game changer to what my skin looks like.
Okay,
is the second skin corrector from 100% Pure.
Okay.
So they have three different colors. It's kind of like you would put it on the way you put on concealer.
Oh, okay.
So before you do foundation, you can put it to your, you know, under your eyes, your chin, your forehead, depending on which one you get. I got the one for redness because I have extra redness in my cheeks. And so I put it there. If you had dark spots, you would, well, they have three. So that's what I was going to tell you. They have a peach colored one. Okay. And it brightens dark circles and dull skin, which would probably also work for me. And I may get that at some point and combine them. Mm. They have a yellow, which corrects blue and purple hues and lightens dark under eye circles. But they have the green, which is, it corrects the redness. And it does.
Interesting.
I mean, it is the first time I used it. When I put it on, I just thought, well, there's like a green hue to my skin where I put it. But I went ahead and put, I use Origins Tinted Moisturizer with the sunscreen. Okay. So I went ahead and put that on next. And maybe 5 minutes later, I could not believe how good my skin looked. And I don't mean that in like a braggy way, but no. I was shocked. I've never looked so even and smooth and creamy.
Interesting.
I just looked creamy. I looked like I had a filter on my face. That's what I looked like. But it, every time, it has not failed. Every time I put it on, it's amazing. So it's $25, but
where'd you get it?
Online at 100%pure.com. I mean, I just went to their website. And okay. So their products are supposed to be completely pure.
As in 100% pure?
Yes. As in all the way. So it's the first thing I bought from their company, but I've been following them on Instagram for over a year.
Okay.
And I've been wanting to try some, I don't know why it took me so long to try something, but, and I don't know why I picked that of all things.
Yeah.
I really have no idea, but I'll never regret it. I'll never regret it.
Interesting.
I think everyone needs to go buy some.
What other kinds of things do they have?
Well, they have shampoos and body wash and skincare. They have makeup. Actually, I did buy some shampoo and conditioner that I've only used one time. So I mean, my hair, I have pretty healthy hair, so I don't know that I noticed any phenomenal difference, but at least I like the fact that it's supposed to be clean. Nothing is in it.
Yeah.
But they have hair and body, and they have sunscreen and body creams and lotions, and they have toners and cleansers and scrubs and masks and serums and...
So it looks like they have like a full line of makeup.
They do. Yeah. And I think they've been around for quite a while.
Okay. And you, it looks like you can even get like samples of their foundation and stuff. So that's nice.
Nail polish. Ooh. Non-toxic nail polish.
I always like when you can get a sample, which I will be talking about at length today. But
yes, they did. They sent me a sample of their body wash. I do love the way it smells. I mean, I don't know what else you can really say about body wash other than, hey, it smells good.
Yeah.
I felt clean when I got out. But I like knowing that it doesn't have anything harmful in it. I recommend.
I know. Now I'm like, I'm not even talking. I'm just looking at their Instagram. Then what do I need from them?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what you need. You need the color corrector.
Apparently.
Just pick one. I want all three now and just see what happens.
Ladies, earaches happen even in the summer. But don't let your summer get ruined because you or one of your kiddos has been diagnosed with an earache by a physician. For natural relief due to earache pain, fever, irritability, and occasional sleeplessness due to ear pain, try Highlands Homeopathic Earache Drops and Tablets. Highlands has been trusted for generations to provide safe homeopathic medicines for all members of the family. There's no alcohol and no sting, so you and your kiddos can get back to doing what you love. Visit Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, to find a retailer near you. That's Highlands.com/ear-pain. Claims are based on traditional homeopathic practice, not accepted medical evidence, not FDA evaluated. Read and follow label directions.
I'm really in the market for a couple of things right now that I'm like, I'm just going to have to buckle down and get soon. And it's foundation and setting powder. And well, I need to get mascara just because mine is like all dried up.
Oh, I got a good one the other day.
Really?
Yes.
I'm like, I'm so addicted to Blink, but I am trying Hourglass right now and I like it, but I like it better when I have the correct things to take it off. But I will talk about that in a second.
Yeah, I'm going to try to think about what I ordered too, because I can't remember the brand right now.
Okay.
But yeah. It's good. It's very good.
Okay. Well, I have been doing like, I mean, I got really addicted to skincare and like a bigger way. Probably, I'm going to say we started talking about it before Christmas. Maybe even longer ago than that. I don't know. When like Jamie Golden came out with her, this is what you need to do to keep your skin in good shape and look young, Insta stories, I started really getting on board with what she was saying. And so at that point, I started doing like a double cleanse and trying to add in some different things. And I got like some deals at Sephora right before Christmas and stuff. But so it just kind of stayed there until, I don't know, a few weeks ago again, where maybe a month ago, where I was like, I'm not looking good. And I'm 35 now. Like I've got to like get on this bandwagon. I do not want my whole face to fall to my knees. I'm starting to notice some fine lines where like my makeup is settling into them. And I just like, I want to be proactive about my skincare. This is something that matters to me and I really want to do it well. So it kind of started off that I heard Jamie Golden said that if you go to Sephora, and you could get 3 samples a month of cosmetics and 3 samples a month of skincare.
Oh.
So actually it started in March. That's when it started. Ooh, did you like that little squeak? That was special for all of you. My mom and I went in March to Sephora and we requested 3 samples each. And so we tried, they're little teeny pots, but you kind of get an idea for things and you could kind of start trying things out and see what you like and what works well for your skin. And so that was kind of like a little introduction into, okay, I'm going to get back on this bandwagon and do more. And then we didn't go in April, but we just went again a couple weekends ago. And I got, if you guys go sign up as a, I don't know, VIB or something at Sephora. If you give them your email address, they will give you free things. And they have this amazing drunk elephant kit that you get.
People keep talking about that.
About this kit or drunk elephant?
No, just drunk elephant in general.
I am going to have lots of things to say about drunk elephant.
Because this is new to me.
Okay. So they are a pretty dang clean brand. They're very transparent about their ingredients and everything, but they're really high quality, effective skincare products. And like they are registered Sephora clean on their website and stuff like that. And they have really smart packaging so that you don't contaminate things with your hands. And like, I just think all the way around this line has done a really, really good, smart job. And they have like their formulas are proven to really work and really be effective. So I got their polypeptide proteiny cream in this gift set and their jelly cleanser. Like I probably wouldn't buy the cleanser again because as Jamie Golden, I'm going to refer to Jamie Golden a lot in this episode. You guys just need to go follow her on Instagram and look at all the things. But she says like cleanser's only on your face for 10 seconds. Like don't spend your money on your cleanser. Spend it on the other things that are going to actually soak into your skin. But I love this proteiny peptide moisturizer. I just feel like it does amazing things for my skin. I use it morning and evening. I absolutely love it. The problem is it's like outrageously expensive. So that's my hang up. However, okay, bear with me here, people. I have some ideas for you all to make your skincare cheaper. Okay. Maybe not cheap, but cheaper. So I also found this brand called Milk that puts out.
Oh, Nika. Yes. I've used Milk.
Mm-hmm. You have? What have you used for Milk? Mm-hmm. They're new to me.
What have I? It was some kind of moisturizer. Okay. It's been a long time. Oh, not a long time, but long enough. I don't remember exactly. Okay. I remember I liked it.
Well, here's my hack here, you guys. Go to the actual websites of the actual products. Like, there can be benefits from buying things on Sephora or Ulta or wherever, or actually going to those stores. But if you go on the actual product's website, a lot of times if you sign up for their email newsletter, they will give you free things when you buy things, which is, and they're like pretty considerable. Also, when I went on their actual websites, like all these products that I had been looking at Sephora for Milk, they had, and even with Drunk Elephant, they had mini sizes or they had kits that were much cheaper. And so especially with a new product where I'm going like, I don't know if I'm going to love this, so I don't know if I want to spend a ton of money on it, you could get these little mini sizes to really give them a try and see if they work for you before you invest more money. And my thought on the skincare thing. So especially like if you're working with a product that has vitamin C in it, which is very unstable, it doesn't last as long as some other products. So if you go to like Drunk Elephant's website, you could get a kit of 5 products. Now, bear with me. I'm going to throw out some numbers and know that I have not bought these yet. I have not bought this kit, but I'm going to save up for it. So they have this one kit that has 5 products in it. It's $100, but it's 5 of their products. And it will probably last you a few months of using those products. And like there's a couple of vitamin C products in there. They probably wouldn't last that long anyway. So I feel like it makes sense to get these little bit smaller bottles, get, you know, everything you need where one product for Drunk Elephant might be $60 to $80. So you could get 5 of them for $100 and probably take it a little further, especially if you're being, you know, you're not using like a ridiculous amount. You're being a little bit more frugal in the way you use your products. Like I said, I have not bought that. But it was interesting to me when I went to the actual websites, because I just like put stuff in my cart to see like, well, what would the total be if I got everything I wanted? But as I was putting things in my cart, they were putting in free things. And I was like, well, look at that.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. As the more I put in, the more free things they threw in. So I think that's something to think about, is go smaller, especially if you've never tried it before, and buy from the actual websites when you can, because they're probably going to give you a lot more for your money. So go get your samples from Sephora and then buy straight from the website, unless like Sephora is having some big sale, which they just had their one sale of the year. So it's not going to happen for another year. So just go to the websites. So that's my hack on that. But then I have
that's
much
a pretty
more
good stuff. Hack.
Okay. Thank you. I've done some research. So it's like become my new hobby, I swear. And you're going to see just how much more of a hobby this has become. Okay. Do you want me to keep going? Do you want me to keep diving down this rabbit hole?
I can tell you really quickly the name of that mascara if you want.
Okay. Yes.
I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's like Ciate, C-I-A-T-E, but it has a little thing over it. So it'd be sound, Ciate London.
Huh.
And it's called the Wonder Wand Mascara, and it's probably the best wand I've ever used.
Really? Why?
Yeah, the shape of it. I don't know. There's zero clump ever.
Nice. I know how you feel about clumpy eyelashes.
I really can't take it. It's good. It's really good.
All right, then.
It's intensely volumizing and lengthening. And I have long lashes, so
yeah,
I don't know that it lengthens them because they're long thanks to my lash stuff, but it is I recommend it.
All
also
right.
Don't know how much that means, but yeah. I do
yeah,
it's good stuff.
Ladies, it's hard to believe that Father's Day is right around the corner, but I have a fantastic idea of what you can get your own dad or your father-in-law, and it's a subscription to Storyworthy. Storyworthy makes it easy and fun for your loved ones to share their stories with weekly emailed story prompts, questions you've never thought to ask. At the end of the year, they'll get their stories bound in a beautiful hardcover book. Personally, I think this is an amazing way to connect with your family. I know in my family, my mom and I tend to be the ones who do a lot of storytelling and talking, and every once in a while, my dad will pop up with one of these stories that we're going, wait, how have we never heard this before? He grew up all over the world, really, because he was a military kid, and he has so many amazing stories that I would love to have record of. I'm so excited to be getting him this subscription, having him write out his stories every week. They're all private. They're only shared with the family that we choose. And not only will they be fun for him to reminisce on, but this is going to be a treasure that I can pass on to my children and other future generations. And just from the prompts that I've been able to see, I know that these questions are going to elicit entertaining, probably surprising, and sometimes even moving stories from my dad. Storyworthy is a great way to connect with your family near or far. It's a great way to stay in touch and help provide lively discussion topics that will go down in family lore. Your dad or loved one can write down stories, upload photos by email, on the web, or in the app. Super simple. And they get 1 year of weekly story prompts. Plus, you can invite an unlimited number of people to receive the stories, which is also really fun. So if you haven't figured out what to get your dad yet, Storyworthy might just be the perfect thing. And you can get $20 off if you go to storyworthy.com/lovely when you subscribe. Again, that's $20 off an amazing, long-lasting, thoughtful gift for your dad by just going to storyworthy.com/lovely. I have another hack in a minute, but first I want to back up a little bit and say I've been doing all this research. Much of it has come from Jamie Golden. So that's like number one. You guys need to go follow Jamie Golden. And in her highlights, she has all of her skincare stuff, including what YouTubers to follow who talk about skincare and beauty. And there's two specifically that I want to mention that I've been watching, and I really like their things because they will talk about a product, then they'll tell you like why it's effective and how it's effective. So Carolyn Hirons. And she's British, and we'll link to all of these in the show notes. And Jamie Golden has them on her Instagram. But Carolyn Hirons, like, she recently did a video about the brand The Ordinary and all of their different retinol products and which ones, you know, how the different ones work and why you should use different ones and what might be best for you. It was like a 6-minute video, but it was incredibly enlightening because I'm in the market for a good retinol. So I really like her. And then Beauty Within is these two gals who go into like all the science. So if you want to know, like they have a 30-minute long video all about vitamin C for your skin. So how it's created, why you'd want to use it, how it's effective, and what brands they've tried and what different brands deliver certain things from vitamin C. So they like deep dive into stuff if you're really wanting to go into more information about it. So I found them very, very interesting. I've been watching a lot of those. So from watching all of these, oh, and okay, one more thing. The thing that you guys all need to go listen to is the podcast 10 Things to Tell You with Laura Tremaine. And on the episode that came out on my birthday, April 29th, it's with Jamie Golden. And she talks all about skincare, like her 5 top skincare things and why you use them and when you use them and all that. So here is my gift to you, to you all, from like deep diving with Jamie Golden in this podcast episode and all of her Insta stories and everything. I have broken down her list of what you use when. So she says like, this is my 10 things I do in my skincare routine. But when she does that, some of them are for morning, some of them are for evening. And I think she needed to break them up between AM and PM. So I'm going to tell you what the basics are of a apparently fantastic skincare routine, which I have begun adhering to. So in the morning, you cleanse
to get off, which I hadn't been doing. I had heard opposite of that, but she says you cleanse to get off the sweat or the whatever from the night, the oils, so that your products will work better with your skin. Then you exfoliate with a chemical exfoliant, like a BHA exfoliant. So something like the BHA Blackhead Power Liquid. I can't remember what company that is, but we will link to it in the show notes. There's a couple of other ones that if you go to the show notes for 10 things to tell you, she lists as well. But you do like, it's almost like doing a toner, but it's an exfoliant. It's a chemical exfoliant. And that helps with like clearing pores, reducing pore size, and taking like that just like initial dead skin layer off of your face. So it's like a lighter exfoliation. Then number three, she says to tone. She gives all sorts of different product ideas for all sorts of different price points. So one though, if you're wanting to go cheap, she says Dr. Thayer's Witch Hazel without alcohol is super cheap, but a great one to go with.
Then, and we always did Witch Hazel in the 90s.
Yeah.
But it was before bed. We always put on our Witch Hazel before bed. We didn't know what we were doing. But it was such a 90s thing. That's so funny.
Yeah. So she says it's totally legit. And it gets like, it puts your face at the right pH. Like that's why you use toner, is to help restore your pH levels. So that your skin is ready for all the other things you're about to put on it so that it soaks them in and utilizes them well. So number four is essences like hyaluronic acid or The Ordinary makes, so this is the other like dupe hack I was going to tell you guys. The Ordinary is a line by Deciem that is very pure, very simple, but delivers a big punch of their products for very cheap, like crazy cheap. Like you can get a bottle of their retinol for like, I think I'm going to go with their Gran Active Retinoid 2% because it's supposed to be less damaging to the surface of your skin but still work well under your skin. And it's $9.80.
How big of a bottle? A decent?
I think it's about the size of like the rosehip oil. So it's, you get the big rosehip oil.
I get the big one.
So the smaller one, I mean, it's decent. It will last you a while. It could probably last you 5 to 6 months.
Which is
a great, great price. And they have other things like the one I was going to say for this essences like part, they have one called the Buffet. It's $14.50. And it has peptides and hyaluronic acid and a bunch of other things in it that are super great for like anti-aging and just like keeping your skin being moisturized and looking good and kind of reversing those effects of age. So that's kind of what like an essence is for. So yeah. I'll just put that out there. The number five, she uses a serum. Like in the morning, she'll use like a vitamin C. She puts hers together with ferulic acid, which you can also get from The Ordinary. And it helps the vitamin C to be more effective. She'll use niacinamide, which is a vitamin B. And it's also really good for the skin. And if you're listening to all of this and you're thinking like, oh, I'm, 25 or whatever, I don't need all of this.
Just do it.
Young and beautiful. When you get to 35, you'll wish that you started at 25. Yep. So put away your pennies and start saving them to do this now. Just do it. Just take our word for it. And then you can thank us in 10 years when I'm 45. You can come back to me and be like, look, I still look 25. And I'll be like, well, I started at 35 and I still look 35. So I'm jealous of you. Okay. So that was number five, using a serum. Number six, she said, eye cream is like, you can, but you don't have to. But there, she does say the Drunk Elephant Sea Tango has been pretty amazing. So that one you're really going to have to save your money for. But someday.
Oh, I can add the two, the Rodan and Fields, those two eye things. That's real specific. One is like Bright Eye, I think called Bright Eye Complex. The other one is maybe called the Redefine Eye Serum or something. Okay. They work.
Yeah.
They really do. I've used them consistently since September, and my older sister has as well, and neither one of us are willing to give them up ever for any reason. So for dark circles, they work phenomenally well. I can throw that in. Yeah. I didn't even think about that when I was making my list. But
so you would do that in step six.
Okay.
That's where that would come in at. And then seven is moisturize. And Jamie Golden uses the Proteiny Peptide from Drunk Elephant, which is what I'm currently using from this, you know, sample jar they gave me for my birthday. And I'm in love with it. It is amazing. But she also says, like, CeraVe makes one that's a PM lotion, but you can use it morning or evening. And it has hyaluronic acid and ceramides and, like, all, I think it has niacinamide in it, like, all these things that would be really great for your skin. And it's, like, $15. So that is a totally reasonable way to go to get the same things, you know, especially if you're just getting started or you don't want to devote a ton of money to it. But that's also the step where she'll either like mix in her rosehip oil, and she also uses the marula oil from Drunk Elephant, but she'll just like either put those on first or mix them into her moisturizer. So that's all in her moisturizing step.
I never thought about mixing.
Yeah. I think I would probably layer. That's just me.
Yeah, I always do the vitamin C with those eye creams and wait a few minutes, you know, go, I don't know, make coffee.
Yeah.
Put on my rosehip oil, go do something, go get dressed or whatever, and then come back and do like the makeup stuff. But
yeah. And you use the Ulla Henriksen, which did I tell you? I found out that's how you pronounce it.
Ulla.
Ulla Henriksen.
I did not know that. Yes. And I don't know that anyone could ever convince me to use anything else with vitamins. Yeah. I mean, like I'm talking about the vitamin C or it's not called vitamin C serum. It's called something else,
but that's basically what it is.
It's orange bottle, but
I
love it. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's probably my favorite thing to wake up to every morning. Like, oh yeah, I get to put that on.
Yeah.
I love it. It smells good. I love that. I know it's doing good things and I just love it.
Yeah. It's a good one. I've used it before too. I'm out and I've been using Well People's vitamin C because it came in a FabFitFun box. And I like that one too. Not as well as the Ulla Henriksen. I've heard great things about Drunk Elephants as well. But the thing about the Ulla Henriksen one is if you go through, like you do all your shopping at Sephora, here's another hack for you guys. You go through like right before the checkout, they have all the smaller bottles of things. And you can get a little kit for $25 that has like a night gel, a moisturizer, like little pots of it, and the vitamin C serum. And that vitamin C serum will last you 3 or 4 months and you can get it for way cheaper. So there's a little hack for you. Also, I was going to back up. Yeah, they have, well, we'll talk about this in the PM. Okay, I'll just talk about it when I get to the PM one. But that little section of Sephora, like, don't discount what they have in there because they have really great products, but the smaller versions. And so you're not going to pay as much money, especially if you're getting started and trying to get a bunch of stuff at the same time. So there's that.
Yeah.
And then her last morning step that she does is sunscreen. And she talks about, it's called ELTA, not Ulta, ELTA, so ELTA MD sunscreen. And I guess they have one that's tinted. And I've heard also Sophie Hudson and Melanie Schenkel talk about this sunscreen. It's supposed to just be like the end all. It is a physical sunscreen, not a chemical one. So you don't have to worry about it messing with your hormones and all of that. It's not going to do any additional damage to your skin. And it's a physical sunscreen, so it's made with minerals instead of the chemicals. And I heard, just go listen to 10 Things to Tell You, and she will tell you about the sunscreen and like how they work versus one versus the other. But physical is better, and that's what you want to use. So I've heard really great things about that one. I haven't used it because I don't have any money, but I have heard really great things about it. So that's another thing I'll be saving up for. Right now, I'm using the sunscreen called My Shell, and we'll put this all, again, in the show notes. But It is tinted. It's a little dark for me, which I'm not minding too much for the summer. It's almost like it kind of gives me that glow, but I do feel like I have like too much on my face. Like it's, there is no soaking in. I'm feeling like I'm wearing thick layers of things right now.
Oh.
So I've got to, and I don't know if it's the foundation I've been using or the sunscreen. So I'm in the middle of like sorting that mess out, but I just got that at our natural grocers, so it wasn't super expensive. And Jamie Golden talks about how like how important sunscreen is. Again, go listen to her episodes. And we all know it, but it's extra important. Okay, so there's your morning routine that you've just invested $1,000 into.
Ladies, I have a secret, something you probably don't know that I'm actually secretly passionate about. And it is women wearing the right size bra. I am not kidding you. So many people that I talk to, and let's face it, see, are not wearing the correct size bra, because when was the last time you went in and got a fitting? Probably not recently, because it's uncomfortable, it's awkward, and a lot of stores don't even have the correct range of sizes to fit the women who come in. But I have a simple solution for you. Third Love. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes. I happen to wear one of those. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. So let me tell you how it works, because you skip the whole awkward fitting room thing. You first go on and take their Fit Finder quiz. You answer a few simple questions to find the perfect fit in about 60 seconds. It's actually pretty fun and very insightful, as you actually have to answer questions about, hey, what's the actual shape of my breast and why does that matter to the bra that I'm getting? Then they recommend a style that fits exactly what you're looking for. And there's a 100% fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, put it to the test, and if you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit. I had to do this. The first time that I ordered a bra, it wasn't exactly the right size, and they were so great about returning it, suggesting other bras that might be a better fit for me, and now I love my Third Love bras. And the returns and exchanges are completely free and so easy. Plus, it's hands down the most comfortable bra you'll own. Straps won't slip, and tagless labels mean no itching. Plus, the lightweight, super thin memory foam cups mold to your actual shape and are proprietary to Third Love. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/lovely now to find your perfect fitting bra. You deserve it. And get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/lovely for 15% off today. Now let's start with our evening routine. I told you you were going to be my laugh track. Like, I'm just going to talk. But this is literally, like, this has been my obsession. So, and it's my podcast. So you all, I'm going to bring you all to the dark side, but I'm going to make you look younger in the process. Okay. So in the evening.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's right. I'm doing you a favor. You'll thank me later. So in the evening, you oil cleanse first. So I have just been using a micellar water. However, now that I haven't been using my Blink mascara, which comes off so easily and beautifully, I do need to go back to some sort of oil cleanser. And my mom swears by this one at Sephora that I don't know the name of. I just like that. I'm gonna search right now. It's like Farm something. Let's search Farm on Sephora and see what comes up. Okay, I'm gonna keep talking about it though. It is like, it's a solid. So you actually, there's like a little spoon that you scoop it out with, and but you melt it in your hands, and it's all approved by like dermatologists and different people. So it's supposed to be like this really great brand. And my mom used it for a month. It was in one of the little checkout section at Sephora. The normal one's like $36, but you could get still a really decent sized one for $25. And she said it just like melts her makeup straight off. She feels like her skin has never been cleaner and she loves it. Of course, Drunk Elephant also came out with one. I'm going to have to get the name and we'll put it in the show notes. But yeah, some sort of oil cleanser to get all your makeup off. Don't forget your neck. and then water cleanse. And so use a cleanser like Jamie Golden talks about, the CeraVe hydrating cleanser. And it's, I think, yeah, CeraVe hydrating cleanser. And it's, again, around $15. I actually went to Safeway today, our grocery store, and they had their PM lotion and the cleanser sitting next to each other. And they had a coupon on them that said, if you buy both together, you get $5 off. So I was like, hey, that's a good deal. So,
yeah,
you know, you can get it for even cheaper. And that's a great way to go, just to like get, so you first you get your makeup off and then you actually clean your skin and have it be clean. So again, it's ready to accept all the things that you're going to put on it. So then her third step is retinol. And there are so many different versions out there. You, if you go listen to that episode of 10 Things to Tell You with Jimmy Golden, she actually uses like Curology, and it was actually much less expensive than I thought it would be. It was only $24 a month, and she gets like a serum that's perfectly suited for her face, and they add other things into it if she's dealing with like breakouts or whatever. So I thought that wasn't too bad. I thought it would be much more expensive than that. But again, if you want to go cheap but still effective, you can use The Ordinary, which is only $9.80. So I think that's a great way to go. And then her step four is, again, the essences. And then step five is serums. Again, she uses Floralux a lot at night to deal with redness, which I use also. And that's from BioClarity, who is one of our sponsors. Literally use it. So I'm not just saying that because they're my sponsor. But I've gone through an entire tube. I'm on my second tube. I love their stuff. I use it with my kids, not all my kids, just my 13-year-old. So I really like their stuff. So that's kind of like the serum that you do at bedtime. And then she does, the next step is if it's a night where she's going to do like a mask, like a sheet mask. So she's let all that other stuff soak in, and then she does a mask on top of that. And then separate from that, without having all that stuff on your skin, she'll do a like weekly, some sort of AHA exfoliant. And then like monthly or quarterly, she'll do a really deep exfoliant, like a peel or that sort of thing, to get like that fresh face. There's so many interesting things she talks about, like how quickly your skin turns over as you're older and stuff, in that episode. So go listen to that episode if you want to know more about that, like deeper exfoliation. But so that number six is doing a sheet mask, which you could do one or two times a week or whatever. And then, or she says like before she goes to an event or something, she'll wear, or she'll do one that will like plump up her skin or whatever. And then number seven is an eye cream, if you're doing an eye cream. And then number eight is moisturize before bed. There you go. You're welcome.
I will be accepting Sephora gift cards. Probably regrettably. Yeah, for real. I've just been cleaning with a Norwex body cloth, mm-hmm. and which kind of exfoliates in its own little way. And then I put on rosehip oil. Yeah, physical.
Chemical, which she goes into great detail about.
I didn't know that, but yes, you are right. It would be a physical. And then I do rosehip oil on my eye cream. And that's all. So I probably should step up my game a little.
Yeah. And I'm betting.
Sounds like.
That a lot of people are doing what you're doing, or even less. So hearing this process sounds super overwhelming. However,
it does a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. But do you want to look like an 85-year-old when you're 40?
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Give yourself this gift. That's what I think. I think you are worth it.
Oh, I did spend some money that I shouldn't have, but I got, after listening to the Big Boo cast, I got the facial treatment masks. Do you remember them? Ooh, did you listen to their thing? Okay. The SK2?
Yeah.
I used one, and I will say it lives up to what the reviews say.
Yeah.
And I did fold it and put it back in the package. So I could easily use it probably four times before thinking. So you multiply, I think you get six packs.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. 24, really, you could look at it that way.
Yeah,
but my goodness,
yeah, SK2 is supposed to be amazing. Jamie Golden said she used to use their essence and nearly had to sell her home. So she had to find
them. Yeah, this is the only thing that I've ever done, and it was just a splurge.
Yeah.
And I won't re-get them just because they are so expensive, but yeah. I'm just going to try to make them last as long as I can.
Yeah.
But my goodness, they are so effective.
Yeah, I've heard amazing things. And, you know, I think as you start to do things more too, it becomes easier. Like for this routine, it's really like when I really got, you know, cracked down on it, I created sticky notes. I put them on my mirror.
I was just thinking I would need a list on my mirror, a checklist.
Yep. I put a note on my mirror so I could say, okay, in the morning I do this, this, that, and this. And it really doesn't take as long as you think it sounds. And if you pick up a product here or there, especially if you get stuff from The Ordinary or you get stuff on sale, you know, like there's ways to make it more affordable. And I think it's worth it. Okay, I'm going to back up again. I took a big step a month ago that I had been considering for a while, but I just wasn't sure if I wanted to bite the bullet on, but it has made a huge difference in my skin. And I feel like has made the products I'm using much more effective. And I exfoliate pretty regularly, but doing this one thing was insane to see what came off of my face. And that is,
I remember this.
This is the thing that's gonna shock everybody. Okay, you guys, I've started dermaplaning. That's the fancy way of saying that I now shave my face. But you don't do it with like a men's razor. You actually buy these little teeny razors. Like there's a brand called Tinkle. I know Shiseido sells them.
Oh my.
Oh, I know Tinkle is a terrible name. But I just got like the ones that were at Target. They had like a turquoise, purple, and pink one, I think. They're a 3-pack for like $4 or something. And I watched videos on YouTube about how to dermaplane your face, because you literally shave your forehead, your like under your eyebrows, you shave your nose and around, like you shave your entire face. And the amount of dead skin that comes off your face is insane. And the first time I did it, because now I've done it twice. That's right. I've done it twice. You do it like every day. You do it like I did it 3 weeks apart. So it takes off all that fine hair, which then I feel like makes your skin or your makeup lay better and that sort of thing. But I did it. And then like a day later, I started having like all these dry patches and my face felt falling off. I was going, what is happening? What did I do to my skin? Oh my word. And it had to kind of go through this adjustment period because, I mean, seriously, the amount of dead skin that came off my face and it was like green. I was going, when did I turn into the Hulk? Like, I don't even understand what is happening. But then like after probably 4 days, my skin just felt amazing. It felt soft. I've had less breakouts. And I had like kind of an initial little breakout. It was like when I first did it. And then I did it again like 4 days ago and much less skin, obviously. But I haven't had all the like crazy peeling and dryness. It's like my skin has adjusted to it and I could do it way faster. And I'm sold. I don't know if I'll ever go back.
I don't know if I'm brave enough to do my own face.
I was. You just got to bite the bullet. Just watch some YouTube videos.
Is it possible to take off your skin?
Well, a little. Because you use like these little teeny motions, like downward. And there were a few parts where I was like, man, I'm getting so much dead skin off of here. Afterward, I was like, oh, I maybe went a little too far. But it was so effective. Like felt like I was better at gauging that the second time I did it. And
yeah,
I am all about it. Never thought I'd say that. And other people, like some people, there's mixed reviews across the board, but like Jamie Golden does it also. And so does Laura Tremaine. And they say like, they feel like they have less hair now that they've been doing it for a while. Like it's kind of slowed the growth, which
Remember that was my worry.
Yeah. But I have less hair on my legs than I think I would otherwise have if I hadn't been shaving for the past, how many years? 25? So maybe not 25, maybe 23. I don't know. But, so like, I think I definitely have less hair on my legs than I would otherwise. I love it. I'm super excited about it.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to think about it.
Yes. You think real hard about that.
Yeah.
So that is, I mean, I've obviously literally been deep diving. It's taking everything in me to not spend large amounts of money, but it is helpful when you just don't have any money. So
right. Yeah. Kind of ends that.
Look at them from afar. But I do think that like over the next couple months, I can afford to spend, you know, $10 on a retinol. And then the next month, spend $10 on, you know, something else from the ordinary to just keep beefing up what I'm already doing.
Right.
So, yep. I think it's worth it.
Well, I agree. I need to, I'm going to get you to actually make me an actual checklist, and then I'm going to slowly work toward things.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm so slow on that. I actually love this topic and I love doing this kind of thing, but for some reason I'm hesitant to jump in.
Well, it is like a world all its own. I feel like sort of it's become a hobby, like finding out more about it and everything. But I'm 35. So I'm
almost
40.
Yeah.
I know.
It's time.
And I hear you complain.
Yes, you do.
So
so I should really do something about that.
So, and I've been really shocked to see like the amount of reversal that a lot of things do. I've seen before and after photos, like legit before and after photos. And it's effective. People really do have, like, their fine lines reduce and their skin tightens. And you know what?
Yeah. It is possible. It is very possible.
Well, I just had a 4-year-old join me. And
okay.
I think that signals that we need to be done with this episode. And we didn't get to what we're watching. We didn't get to what we're reading. We didn't get to what we're eating. Self-care. Obviously, this is a self-care thing. Can you believe it? I had more self-care items. And then a whole list of things that in addition to my skincare, I am currently wanting to research more, which I will just go ahead and say on this episode, the next deep dive I think I'm going to do is dealing with these stretch marks from 4 children.
Oh,
which
I
realize.
Have a few, but...
Oh, see, like my stomach, you've seen my stomach. Like it is just stretch mark central, which I realize they're like our tiger stripes. Oh, we carried these babies, whatever. I am a single 35-year-old woman who someday does not want to be single anymore. Someday I assume my divorce will be over and I can move on with my life. And I would like to feel a little bit more confident than I do now. So now's the time to fix it before any potential anybody is in that picture. So that's my next upcoming deep dive. If I find anything promising, I'll let you all know. All right. So we will do another episode that hopefully we will be putting up the next week after this one, where we will go into all of those other favorite things that we are enjoying. You guys just got schooled on some skincare. So
it was really interesting though.
I'm sorry this child is climbing on this ball. I have felt like it's been so interesting, and then it really does make me want to take care of my skin more. So hopefully instead of feeling overwhelmed, you can feel like this is an opportunity to take care of yourself better. I would love for you all right now, go take your before photos so you can see after you start working on your skin what a difference it makes. I want to see them. If you take a before photo of yourself, put it on Instagram, tag me at Mackenzie Coppa. I would love to have this conversation with you more. And yeah, I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, so that's a really good idea. You need to come up with a catchy hashtag.
Yes, what should our hashtag be?
Yeah, I don't know, before something.
Before lovely.
There you go. Before we were lovely.
Yes, we had to have skin in there though, somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
What could it be? I will have to think about this.
Think about it. Yep.
Yeah. And put it in the end of the show. We will have a hashtag. Ladies, hashtag it. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Are you feeling overwhelmed?
Don't be. I've got everything that we talked about today, including a breakdown on the AM and PM routines and everything, in today's show notes. If you go to boldturquoise.com/119, you'll be able to find everything there. So don't panic. Also, if you happen to take some before photos or really start diving into a new skincare routine or makeup or take any of the suggestions that we talked about in this episode and you post about them on social media, we would love for you to not only tag us, but use the hashtag #CultivateYourFace. So that is what you can use to be communicating with everyone else who's taking on this challenge. Also, remember that I mentioned there's going to be a lot more content coming that will help clarify things for you. And if you have any questions in this arena, I would love to hear them. So send them my way on Instagram, Facebook, email, anywhere that you can get a hold of me. Of course, I think that Instagram is generally the best way to get a hold of me immediately, but also email, boldturquoise@gmail.com is a great way to go. Also, a huge shout out to all of you who've been leaving those ratings and reviews in iTunes. They make such a difference. Thank you, ladies, especially heading into these summer months where people are listening a little bit less. It's really helpful to boost the podcast and get some ratings and reviews in there. So just go into iTunes or your podcast app, search for Cultivating the Lovely, tap on it. If you go down to the reviews, then you'll see where you can actually leave your own review. It could just be a really quick thing. Hopefully you're leaving a 5-star rating, and that would just be a really great boost for the show. So thank you so much. All right, next week, Rebecca and I will be back with the rest of our conversation, all of the rest of our favorites that we wanted to talk about in this episode, but clearly ran out of time to do. So we're going to be talking about books we've been reading and listening to, things we've been watching, things we've been cooking, lots of different topics, wellness things, everything. It's going to be a really great episode, and I hope to have you back next week. But until then, go be bold and gracious.